Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Raving Fans from Within here at Velocio. I'm super excited to have Joe. Joe, let's kick this off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And in particular, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your family, your hobbies. I know you're a big Tennessee fan. I love to bust your chops a bit when it comes to Tennessee, but I'd love to hear a little bit about yourself, Joe.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me on this, with you. Chad, I've been married for almost 4 years, to Melanie. So I kind of feel like I'm in a second life here in the last few years. I was married previous for about 28 years. I do have three children. They're all adults and on their own now. I have a son who lives in Nashville. He's married, and I have a granddaughter with him. I have a daughter who's an artist that only lives about 15 miles away from me, and she does a lot of online commission work and works as a employee with a gaming company where she designs things for games. And then I have a daughter who is a labor and delivery nurse in Knoxville. So she's always got exciting stories to tell us about her days and her successes there. So I'm real proud of my kids, and Melanie has been a great blessing to me over the last few years as well.
That's awesome. I know we talked before. I know you're super proud of your kids. Like you, I'm an empty nester as well. I have a 27-year-old and a 26-year-old. We don't have grandbabies yet, but we are hoping to have grandbabies soon. Now, we got to get them married first, you know,
yep.
and then hopefully that will happen. Hey, so tell me, so what do you and Melanie like to do?
We love to travel, and she has really kind of opened my eyes. I mean, I'm a guy, I live in the same neighborhood that I grew up in. I live in the same town, obviously. You know, I've done a little bit of traveling, but she's really opened my eyes to traveling bigger. And we've been to Hawaii, which was a bucket list of mine that I probably wouldn't have done without her influence. We've been to England, Ireland, and Scotland and Wales on a trip a couple of years ago for 2 weeks, and that was awesome. So we've got plans to do other things like that. So that's a big thing that we like to do. We love to go out to eat. We're both big Tennessee Volunteer fans, so we love all the events there, and we love the outdoors. We have a dog, and he keeps us busy as well. So those are the kind of things that we like to do together. As far as my, you know, kind of hobbies, I've always been a huge sports participator, and as I've gotten older, you know, a huge sports fan. I still play quite a bit of golf. I used to play a lot of competitive softball and basketball and things of that nature. So my world has really revolved around sports and athletics. So
I love that. You are a blessed man. You are a blessed man. So, well, fantastic. Well, look, so how long have you been at Velocio?
I have been in Velocio since day one. So I think it went into operation, like probably January the 2nd of 2018. And I've been here since really prior to that. So I came from the SBS group side of the house. I was an affiliate partner through SBS for a good number of years, and then became an employee about 3 months before Velocio was formed. So I've been around.
You have been around. And how long are you an SBS employee?
Only for 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
But I was an affiliate partner underneath SBS group and worked quite a bit with Jim Bowman and Scott May and that group back in the day.
That's right. That's right. Well, okay. So let's kind of just stay on the whole professional thing for a little bit. And I know you're highly competitive. I know you love sports. I know you love the outdoors. Is there a way that you get to exercise some of those passions here at Velocio?
I mean, it is very competitive. You know, I mean, I like to stay at the top of the board when we're looking at numbers and things like that. And, you know, I'll be honest, when I see a teammate that's up there above me, I want to try to do better and kind of use that competitive nature to, you know, to drive myself forward. I'm a people person too, Chad. And I think the role that I'm in allows me to, you know, do a lot of connecting with not only coworkers, but, you know, clients. And I always like to try to find something a little bit in common with everybody that I come across so that we can talk about common interest and, you know, get a little bit of a, you know, extra points, if you will, you know, from finding something common with clients and coworkers.
I'm right there with you. You know, I've shared with somebody the other day that, yeah, I've always had this natural curiosity about people, right? Just this really just strong desire to get to know people. And what you and I do for a living literally gives us the opportunity to scratch that itch every single day. I mean, the amount of people we get to interact with. And, you know, for me in particular, the ability for me to be a small part of other people's success is something that really helps. It's something I'm passionate about and I get to do here at Velocio as well. So you mentioned the team. You mentioned the competitive aspects of the team. You're just, you know, we're just so darn fortunate to have you here. You're just having a phenomenal year. Is there anything that comes out, you know, that really you say, okay, this is something that really makes my team special here at Velocio?
Our team, we really help each other. I mean, we really are a team. We call each other when we have something comes up. We've all seen it all, but not one person has seen it all. So, you know, we do a really good job, I think, of figuring out who can help us best. You know, we collaborate a lot together. And we just, you know, we kind of face each day together in a way. You know, there's always something coming across the team chat with, you know, an experience that someone's having for the first time. And maybe I've had it many times, or maybe Angie or Davey, you know, we all have seen it all and we can help a lot of our new teammates.
Yeah, no, I love it. You guys do have a really close-knit team. I mean, really almost like a family. And you mentioned Angie. I think Angie's just absolutely phenomenal as well. So you've been here at Velocio for a while. And I just realized, you know, here recently that we call people that work at Velocio Velocians. You know, it sounds very Star Trek-ish to me.
Kind of nerdy. Yep.
Yeah, very Velocians. Yeah, we are a tech company. So maybe it fits. But is there anything that you can look back and say, oh my goodness, that was the most, you know, Velocian or the most Velocio thing that I've ever experienced?
From that geeky kind of nerdy standpoint, not so much. But when I think about Velocio, I think about, you know, the dedication. Just recently, I can point out, we were preparing for a proof of concept presentation or a day in the life kind of presentation around data. And we're presenting on Fabric. And Trey Johnson, bless his heart, man, he put in, I know he started working on a Thursday throughout the evenings, throughout the night, over the weekend in preparation for a presentation that we did on Tuesday. He put in the time. Not only was he preparing, you know, a slideshow, he was actually preparing the data fabric environment, which I didn't even know he could do himself. And he's preparing that environment. He's bringing data in that the client had given us to kind of replicate some of their stuff. And it was unbelievable, the dedication that he showed. And I know over the weekend, he ran into some issues and other teammates on the data team stepping in to get things rectified for him so he could move forward with this presentation, which went extremely well. I don't want to use the word hopeful, Chad, or hope, but I'm very confident that we'll see a win.
That's awesome. I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed on this. Keep my fingers crossed. And Trey again is awesome. I just, you know, we have almost this blue collar work ethic, if you will, and you know, folks like yourself and Trey and Angie and others show that. And I absolutely love that. So So look, let's get a couple minutes left here. Look, there's tough weeks. You know, there's, you know, you've probably heard me say this. There's peaks and there's valleys. You know, some days feel like there are more valleys than peaks. You know, what do you personally do to keep yourself motivated in those really tough days and weeks that just happen to all of us?
I think I've been around the block a few times, and Chad, I think about the stressful times and the challenges that we face every week. And I think back over my career, and they've always kind of worked out in the end. And I think keeping that in mind keeps me motivated to work through those challenges and to really lean on my coworkers, my teammates, you know, the technical team that we've put together here. They always seem to come through. And just knowing that keeps my head up. Even when I think maybe, you know, there's some doom and gloom there, but just overall, just thinking about that and thinking about how everything's ever always worked out just kind of keeps me motivated to move forward. And then at the end of the day, you know, we get comments from our clients about how so-and-so really helped them through, and they're really using whatever system we've deployed. They're using it, you know, much better now. And we were able to get them over those hurdles. And that keeps me motivated to try to do the same thing for the next opportunity and the next client.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, one of the things that's really special, you know, beyond just the people here at Velocity, you know, is we have this very much client-centric focus as an organization. And, you know, it's really powerful when people collectively come together to solve problems on our clients' behalf. Joe, thank you for spending a few minutes with me. I'm really grateful for the partnership. You've been really, really kind in the, you know, time that I've been here at Velocity. I've learned a lot from you. And we're just really, really, really blessed that you're here at Velocity. So appreciate the partnership, and go Vols this weekend.
Vols, as in volunteer.
Volunteer. There you go. There you go.
The real tea and the real orange right here.
Well, you know, I'm not a UT, but you know, I'm not a Texas fan. I'm an A&M fan. So, we'll see how that goes for us this year. So, Joe, appreciate you. You have a wonderful afternoon. Okay, sir.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.